Prime Senate 15 minutes. This is focused now. We'll end in City of the local municipality. I have the speaker, Councillor Tato Matunyane, joins us in conversation as I try and understand whether the speaker is breaking the legislation as some councillors within that local municipality are alleged. Speaker, good evening. Appreciate your time.
Good evening, Musa, and good evening to listeners of Rise FM.
Speaker, are you in contravention of the legislation that govern local governance? Because you are alleged of convening yet another special council meeting tomorrow, having had one special council meeting not having concluded. What is your rationale, and is there any precedent within the framework of local governance that allows you to yet convene a special council meeting, yet you have another one that is still open?
Yes, Musa, thank you for the question. I think let me start by clarifying the listeners at home that sometime this year, Musa, council took a resolution to schedule meetings of ordinary councils and special councils, and they were adopted by the whole council. So this meeting that is going to be held tomorrow is a meeting that is in the council calendar that was adopted by council. And these meetings are precisely meant for compliance items. And they have nothing to do with either there was a meeting that was not completed or a continuation meetings and so on. They can read part two of the rules of order, and they will understand that the notice of council and committees how to this work. There is no contravention of any legislation or either the rules of order of the council in that regard.
So, yeah. I just want to understand this correctly. So when you say there was an adopted procedure at the onset of the year, does that then supersede the legislative framework? Because even when you are accounting to us now, you don't quote the legislation as to whether yes, indeed it is allowed. And I do take note to the fact that it is an adopted procedure. Then my question is, within that adopted procedure, what sort of rules of reference are you then using to say, are you then allowed within 1 month to convene three special council meetings for that matter? And what happens also when they don't conclude?
Yes, Musa, you see, in terms of our law and our rules of order, there is no statutory provision that tells you that you need to have not less than how many meetings or whatsoever. The only thing that legislation states is to say that council should at least meet once quarterly. That is what it says. And there is no provision anywhere that says that if there is a council meeting that is concluded, you cannot then call a special council. The only provision we have is to say that in the 14 days that you need to do a continuation meeting, should there be an ordinary council sitting within that particular 14 days, then that matter should be in the ordinary council. But in this case, we don't have an ordinary council coming now. Ordinary council is only coming in September. So the 14 days from the date which that particular meeting did not sit has not reached yet. But for the benefit, I can also relate to the public and listeners, Mr. Watt, I have already started the process, and the meeting will continue next Tuesday at the council chamber at 9 o'clock. That is the meeting that was not concluded. It's now regarded as a continuation meeting. The administration is busy with such arrangement, but I've already issued an instruction that meeting should sit on Tuesday.
Yeah. Guide me, Speaker. I'm none the wiser around these legislation. I only know that even a special council meeting must be convened prior having notified the councillors 48 hours. Then with the continuation meeting, what happens? How long do you then inform them? Do you still use the same procedure of 48 hours prior?
Yes, you are correct. In fact, Rule 10, I think it's subsection 1A, says that in case of an ordinary council sitting, the meeting should be convened 72 hours in writing of the date, venue, and time of holding an ordinary meeting. But now we're not talking about an ordinary council meeting. So now we go to the 48 hours period. That's why when you look, they have to be notified until Friday or even tomorrow. They will get the notice and everything so that the calling of that meeting can sit on a Tuesday without any hassle. We have looked at all those things, and I think there is no contravention of any rule or legislation in that regard.
I see. Maybe just using this pointer as a parting shot, what seems to be the order or the agenda within the meeting tomorrow?
Well, as I indicated to you, Musa, the special council, those are dates that are scheduled throughout the year to accommodate compliance matters. For instance, we will be talking about the approval of the final IDP, rollover, and audit performance. Those are the ones that I can simply recall out of my head, Musa. But you can see those are compliance issues that council need to take a resolution on so that they can ease. There is no item in the tomorrow meeting except those compliance items.
Without a doubt. Speaker, I really appreciate your time. All the best in the work you do.
Thank you very much, and thank you to the listeners at home.
Yeah, they have it. Speaker of Speaker at the local municipality, Councillor Thato Matunyane, giving us a sense of what lies ahead into tomorrow's special council meeting that he